Welcome to In Concert with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Our first trip in this episode is to Philadelphia, where in 1972, Aretha Franklin found herself entertaining patrons at a private function for the National Association of Radio and Television Announcers. Thankfully for us, it was recorded as it captured her at her usual utter brilliance. Welcome to In Concert.
It's growing in the streets, right up through the concrete. So sweet and dreamy. Yeah. There's a rose in black and Spanish Harlem. Oh, rose in black and Spanish Harlem. With eyes as black as coal.
Aretha Franklin, live in concert from 1972. Well, welcome along. I hope all's well with you. Thank you for tuning in and joining me as we visit some of the great concert halls and venues all over the world to hear the most fabulous music. Our next song originates from one of the all-time classics, an album which, when it was released in 1971, helped establish, at least in the public's eyes, the genre of the singer-songwriter, a real shift from when previous artists had songwriters pitching material at them. Ironically, one of the most successful songwriters of that period was this next artist, captured live in concert some 46 years after its release, a sunny summer's afternoon in London of 2017.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, 'cause there tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and beat, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustle and crowd and all that rat race noise. Down in the street,
Carole King performing a song from her Grammy Award-winning multi-million-selling album, Tapestry. Right, it's back to America's West Coast now, to the Paramount Theatre in 1995, where Bryan Adams and Bonnie Raitt were doing their thing with a song that Bryan had written as a duet to sing with her. This one does appear on her album, Road Tested, and it's worth getting hold of, as there's some really good guests joining her in the studio, including Jackson Browne, Ruth Browne, Charles Browne, none of whom are related, by the way, as well as Bruce Hornsby and Bryan Adams, who joined her on stage at the Paramount Theatre in Oakland in the mid-1990s. Bonnie Raitt and Bryan Adams in concert from 1995 in Oakland. Let's go back to New York's Copacabana Club now for an album that was recorded over a couple of nights in August of 1966, but it wasn't actually released commercially until 2005, which is a great shame because, well, it really captures the energy of what it must have been like to walk into New York's most glamorous nightclub and witness Marvin Gaye.
Thank you.
Yes, baby.
understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Hey, now, how sweet it is to be loved by you. I be without you in my life. Everything's just a bore. All the things I did seems I've done it before. But you brighten up all of my days with a love so sweet, so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Marvin Gaye in concert at the Copa from 1966. Time for one more live recording, and this is from another New York venue, albeit a very different one. With some artists, no matter the size of the venue, they have an incredible ability to communicate to all of us individually. It really feels like they're singing to each of us. Now, have a listen to this. Billy Joel wrote this back in the mid-1970s, and he penned the song as a grandfather telling his grandchild in some futuristic time how New York had fallen from its previous grace. Now, the year he chose for this futuristic scene, 2017, has already come and gone. Anyway, here he is in concert performing I've Seen the Lights Go Out on Broadway.
I've seen the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the Empire State laid low. Life went on beyond the Palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left there long ago. We held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow. They turned our power down and drove us underground, but we went right on with the show. Churches up in Harlem, like in that Spanish Civil War. The flames were everywhere, but no one really cared. It always burned up there before. They said the Queens could stay. They blew the Bronx away. Ago, before we all lived here in Florida, before the mafia took over Mexico. There are not many who remember. They say a handful still survive.
That's Billy Joel bringing this episode of In Concert with me, Leo Green, to a close. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget you can listen to this show again via the Listen Again page on the website, where you'll also find details of all our shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.